Hey y'all, welcome to the Life After Her podcast, the post breakup with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. Welcome back for another episode. Today's episode is entitled episode number 16, The Judas Kiss. For those of you who are not familiar with the name Judas, which I'm sure all of you are, but in case you're not, Judas is one of the disciples that was following Jesus, and when it was time for Jesus to be crucified, he was the one that betrayed Jesus and told the warriors who Jesus was by kissing Jesus on the cheek. I don't know about you, but have you ever been betrayed before? And that very person who betrayed you, sold you out? Well, that is exactly how Journey felt in this chapter. Her and Izzy were helping out at a church service, and there were other members there, and they were just preparing for this morning event. Case decides to show up, and Journey already knew that he would try to portray himself in an image where he was the one trying to be the bigger person. But there were some underlying alternative motives that he had by exhibiting these behaviors. So Case walked in and he greets everyone, well, all the ladies, with a kiss on the cheek. And when he got to Journey, Journey did not want him kissing her. So she moved to the side to let him know that she did not want him to kiss her. Case kept going on about his day. He continued to say hello to everyone else. And after the event was over, Journey began to wonder whether or not she had made the right decision on declining Case's invitation for a kiss. And she began to doubt her decision. She questioned whether or not she hurt Case's feelings. And she had all these thoughts going on in her mind on whether or not she should have done that. And so today's episode, I just want to share with you some of the characteristics and behavior types of individuals who may display narcissism, or maybe trying to, as the term is called, hoover over you or your space or your experiences when you have ended a situation with them or when you have ended a relationship with them. Now, this is a disclaimer. I am no expert on narcissism or personality disorders. This is based on my experiences. And I strongly, strongly encourage you, if you have experienced any of these behavior types, that you would go seek out professional help. So I am going to define to you what hoovering is. Hoovering is a manipulative tactic used to lure or suck a person back into a relationship they're withdrawing or stepping away from. It's a way to reassert power and control and perpetuating a cycle of abuse. And so this tactic is used for individuals who, or used by individuals who want the person that may have ended the relationship to come back into the relationship. They use different ways to get the person to desire the relationship again or to come back to that person. And so sometimes these signs are very subtle and sometimes these signs are very obvious. And again, I strongly encourage that you guys write down your experiences and talk it out with someone so that you are processing this with someone else other than yourself. And I'm not saying you should not trust your judgment or trust your instinct or intuition, but it's just always good to process this stuff with individuals who may be far away from the experience. And so as you are processing this experience that you may be having, there are some important things that you can do immediately so that you can protect and safeguard your heart. The one thing that you can do is set boundaries. The second thing that you can do is surround yourself around people who respect you and value you. The third thing you can do is write down all your experiences so that you can get them out of your head and onto your paper so that you can look at things logically so that you know the next steps you can take. The fourth step you can do is pray. There is power in prayer. When you pray, God will surely give you the answers and reveal to you what your next step should be. And the fifth step is to do the work to become a better version of yourself. And today's affirmation is, you are not required to accept or entertain poor or manipulative behavior. All right, guys. Until next time, I hope that you remain well and safe. And I look forward to you guys tuning in next week. And remember that God is proud of you. Peace.